The Dahlia Chronicles by J.T. Thilbertson, read by the author. Chapter 1. Narrative. Preramble. My name is Lisa Del Rey. I'm a rock guitarist and vocalist from Manchester, England, who goes by the stage name Lisa Ann Rey. As I write this, it is the autumn of 1987, and my band and I are on what might be called a maternal hiatus because of my current problematic pregnancy. However, this story isn't about me. Well, not primarily, anyway. You see, my late cousin, Ashley, who was 7 years older than I, is the reason I got into this crazy-ass entity known as the music business, then later joined up with her former bandmates across the pond, and eventually married her widower, a culturally challenged, insufferably Western-minded Philistine by the name of Glenn Del Rey. Apparently, this staunchly femme brutale's right brain has no communication with the left. But I digress. Now, Cuz, Moxie, as her Yank mates called her, was the daughter of shock rocker extraordinaire Eddie Madman Maddox, my uncle. Herself an aspiring musician, Cuz found herself a prisoner of the road with her father, along with her private tutor, Purdy Minter, since she was 9, when her mum passed away. After 8 years of being locked away in her father's roving Rapunzel's tower, as she called it, Ashley devised a rather desperate plan to escape the roving tower and coerce her father to plant her in the city of Annapolis, Maryland, in the States, for her last year of schooling. While there, she met Glenn Del Rey and his bandmates and began to launch her own music career with them, finally marrying Glenn only a few weeks before her untimely end in a plane crash in June of 73. Some years later, 18 of Cuz's unpublished songs were found, during which time I joined forces with Glenn and her former bandmates to record those songs spread over 2 albums in Ashley's name, whereby giving her the fame and recognition we all thought she deserved. Currently, 1987, her former bandmates and I have just completed touring the second of those 2 albums for her. Now, when Cuz pulled off the little caper to escape her father's roving prison, she had an accomplice, a 21-year-old upstart Aussie singer by the name of Dahlia, whom she had met on her father's latest tour. Over the last 14 years after the tragedy, we knew very little about this Dahlia, the reason being that Ashley was under legal age when Dahlia and her boyfriend helped her to run away from her father in an effort to cure his selective hearing disease and, shall we say, strongly inspire him to begin letting go of his parental puppet strings. Hence, in an effort to protect Dahlia and her beau from prosecution, Ashley took all pertinent information about her to her grave, that is, except for 3 things. 1. I had found a snapshot of Cuz and her together, taken at a harbor in Broome, Australia, during the 3 days she was missing. In the snapshot, I could see a boat in the background called Tucker's Toy. The two of them were wearing matching T-shirts at the photo, bearing the words Wickerdale on the lamb. 2. I had learned from one of her diaries that she and Dahlia had penned 2 songs together that weekend, Smells Like Freedom and Blue Selmer Night. She accidentally left those songs with Dahlia, along with 8 months of diary entries. 3. My mum found flowers with a signed card from Dahlia at Ashley's headstone just last year, explaining she had sprinkled ashes of someone named McDougal at the grave. Well, needless to say, we had to find those 2 songs, and in order to do that, we had to find Dahlia. This is the story of what happened as we chased those few scattered clues into a maze of rabbit holes across Australia and the UK. For all of this to make sense, I shall have to toggle between 1972 and the present, 1987. One more quick note. Except for a few of my narratives along the way, such as this one, I'll be referring to myself in the third person, just in the interest of smoother reading. Come on, follow me into the first rabbit's hole if you dare. Chapter 2. This Bird Has Flown. Friday, August 18th, 1972, Perth, Australia, 8:52 a.m. Eddie's silver bird touched down in the city of Swan, just outside of Perth. He and his band, along with Ashley and Purdy, piled into 2 waiting limos at the passenger pickup lane. Accompanied by 4 of Eddie's private security personnel, they headed across town to the Ritz-Carlton, where they would enjoy a few hours of R&R before playing the last concert of the Madman's tour at the Perth Concert Hall that evening. The festivities
Sample complete. Ready to continue?